Unit 8. Reading 2. Page 121.
Looking for answers. Autism is a neurological disorder that usually appears before a child's third birthday. It is marked by impaired language skills, impaired social skills, and repetitive behaviors. Recent increase in autism. Recently, there has been a dramatic and unexplained increase in the number of children diagnosed with autism. Medical scientists estimate an autism ratio of 1 in every 110 children in the United States. Other countries show similar high ratios: 1 in 160 in Australia, 1 in 250 in India, and 1 in 475 in Japan, for example. Scientists believe that the differences among countries may reflect how children are evaluated rather than the actual proportion of children who have autism. These numbers are alarming to scientists because they do not know what causes autism and do not know how to cure it. Medical researchers have been looking for answers. The autism spectrum. Scientists use the term autism spectrum to refer to the range of abilities that autistic people display. At one end of the spectrum, individuals are severely affected, while at the other end, individuals are only mildly affected. Some individuals cannot speak, others are highly verbal. Some are overly sensitive to noise, others seem not to notice it. Some prefer to be alone, others want friends. Some even marry and have children. Some are unable to learn school subjects. Others go on to earn a PhD degree. Indeed, each person with autism may have a unique set of traits. Looking for causes of autism. Although scientists agree on the traits that characterize autism, they have not yet found what causes autism. In the 1950s, autism was considered a psychological disorder caused by refrigerator mothers. Their personalities were thought to be so cold and uncaring that their children grew up unable to speak or interact with others. As research progressed, scientists realized that autism was actually a neurological or brain disorder. Studies have identified several areas of the brain that differ from the norm in autistic individuals. These areas involve emotions, critical thinking, learning, and paying attention. However, no one area seems to hold the key to autism. Some researchers have inferred that faulty connections between areas of the brain may be responsible for autism. Or perhaps there are too many connections. That could cause an overload of messages within the brain. Medical scientists have also explored brain chemistry. In a recent study, researchers took blood samples from many newborns. When some of these babies later developed autism, the researchers tested their early blood samples and found high levels of four chemicals that influence the early phases of brain development. However, they have not been able to prove a direct link between the chemicals and the autism. There is strong agreement that genes, the carriers of inherited traits, play a role in autism. Research continues to explore heredity as a cause. Recently, researchers found a link between autism and the age of the child's father, with the odds of parenting an autistic child increasing with older fathers. It is also known that among autistic children, males predominate by a ratio of 4 to 1. Additionally, autism seems to run in families. Despite the strong evidence pointing to heredity, scientists haven't yet identified a single gene responsible for autism. Instead, they now think that hundreds of changes take place in a child's genes before birth. Some of these changes affect connections between brain cells. When genetic changes involve connections in the brain, autism can occur. Scientists are also investigating environmental causes. They have looked into toxic metals in water and soil, harmful chemicals in household products, viruses, air pollution, and even television viewing, but have not found a consistent link to autism. Recently, some scientists have suggested that a combination of hereditary and environmental factors may cause autism. Treating autism. Despite this extensive research, scientists so far have been unsuccessful in finding either a cause or a cure for autism. However, treatment, either through medication or training, has benefited many autistic children by helping them to relax, to constrain antisocial behavior, to participate socially, and to learn useful skills. Medication has worked for some children. However, it has not been widely used because it can have serious side effects. Other treatments that have worked for some children include controlling the child's diet, providing the child with an animal to take care of, and encouraging self-expression through art. The Chinese use acupuncture and relaxation programs. Applied behavior analysis. A common training is applied behavior analysis, which breaks down a task into tiny steps and rewards every small success with a bit of cookie or other treat. If a child does not speak, for example, the therapist will reward even a small sound a child makes when she asks him to repeat a word. It may take several sessions to get the child to utter a sound, and many more to get him to say a word. But each success is praised and rewarded. Many autistic children have improved greatly with such training, but others have not. Whatever treatment parents decide is appropriate, they must be aware that children are most likely to benefit if they begin early. Delaying treatment until the child matures is a waste of valuable time. Parents must also recognize that not all treatments benefit every child, so they must regularly assess their child's behavior for signs of progress. Treatment that doesn't work is also a waste of time. Meanwhile, scientists are still looking for answers to solve the autism puzzle.